This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when some great and serious charges have been made in a publication that I find useful and often very informative. And it's a publication called The Federalist. There is a piece in The Federalist that suggests, according to a very detailed eyewitness account, that the crowd of people who marched up to the Capitol building at the president's urging were actually peaceful and positive and patriotic, but they were manipulated by four different groups that the author of the piece identified. He has a lot of video that he took, and he's somebody with some background in security work. Do I believe that this piece is accurate? Well, I'll tell you in just a moment, I think, what the big question is about it. But he says a small number of cadres appeared to use the cover of a huge rally to stage its attack. Before it began, I saw from my vantage point on the west front of the Capitol what appeared to be four separate cells or units. Number one, plainclothes militants, militant aggressive men in Donald Trump and MAGA gear, at a front police line at the base of the temporary presidential inaugural platform, agents, provocateurs, scattered groups of men exhorting the marchers to gather closely and tightly toward the corner of the outside of the Capitol building and prevent them from leaving. This is number three. This is most controversial. Fake Trump protesters. A few young men wearing Trump or MAGA hats backwards and who did not fit in with the rest of this crowd in terms of their actions and demeanor. I presume them to be Antifa or other leftist agitators. And finally, disciplined uniformed column of attackers, a column of organized disciplined men wearing similar but not identical camouflage uniforms and black gear, some with helmets and GoPro cameras or wearing subdued Punisher skull patches. Okay, this last group, they had announced from Proud Boys. And remember, there's several organized groups that were coming here, meaning to struggle. There were three percenters, there were Proud Boys, and others who actually were organized radical groups. And I believe the Proud Boys were saying they were going to dress like Antifa people. And they were going to dress like Antifa people to try to prevent having anything that goes wrong being blamed on them. And this is all announced somewhat in advance. The real question about this is they are now massively undergoing and this is the Trump Justice Department, to their credit. They're arresting people, they're investigating, they're going through the cameras. The reason I don't believe that this was all planned, as the article in The Federalist suggests, and it was really not any kind of reaction for the crowd of people who heard President Trump and who heard Rudy Giuliani saying we're going to have a trial by combat, and who heard Mo Brooks saying we're going to start taking names and kicking ass and all of that. No, they didn't respond to any of that. These were people who were deliberately involved and wanted to make conservatives look bad. Here is the problem with that. You have to know if you're breaking into the Capitol building and you're going to be doing what is reported now to be millions and millions of dollars worth of damage and pooping on the floor and ransacking congressional offices and all the rest of it, you've got to know there's going to be some kind of law enforcement blowback. People are going to start looking for you and arresting you. And they have arrested, I think it's close to 200 people so far, because it's easy to identify them from cameras. And why would it be, if you were on the other side, you're willing to undergo arrest And if they are arresting people, wouldn't they want very much to find out what your actual background was? And there have been virtually none of these cases where they found anything other than people who have a history of supporting President Trump. And again, not one single indication yet of picking up some Antifa protester. There's another question. If you were engaged in some kind of nefarious thing, let's say you're a paid agent provocateur that some mysterious evil cabal of left-wing conspirators has decided to hire people and pay them. And this is one of the things that people have always claimed, that George Soros was hiring people and paying them. Wouldn't you wear a mask? Now, I don't mean a mask like a Guy Fawkes mask. I mean a COVID-19 mask. And not just to keep yourself safe from the virus, but if you were really someone on the left, first of all, you're more concerned about that. One of the things about the BLM violence is masks were fairly common. Doesn't make it any less of a super spreader, maybe a little bit less of a super spreader. Doesn't make it more acceptable when you're burning buildings and looting stores. But it does make it much less likely that you're going to get arrested. Because here, this is one of those stories that's just unbelievable about this thing. It's from the Washington Post. Federal authorities are continuing to arrest people for alleged involvement in last week's riot at the Capitol, including a man who wore a pro-Nazi sweatshirt and two police officers from Southwest Virginia. Officers Thomas Robertson and Jacob Fracker of Rocky Mount, Virginia, along with Robert Keith Packer, 56, of Newport News, Virginia, were arrested yesterday. Robertson and Fracker were placed on administrative leave by the Rocky Mount Police Department. Both asserted their innocence. There was a film, an arrest affidavit, alleges that the FBI had information that Robertson and Fracker were photographed in the Capitol between 2 and 8 p.m., making an obscene statement. Robertson was allegedly quoted on social media saying, CNN and the left are just mad because we actually attacked the government, who is the problem, and not some random small business. The right in one day took the beep U.S. Capitol, keep poking us. According to the affidavit by U.S. Capitol Police Special Agent Vincent Veloz, a now-deleted Facebook post by Fracker was captioned, "Laugh out loud to anyone who's possibly concerned about the picture of me going around. Sorry, I hate freedom? Not like I did anything illegal. You all do what you feel you need to." The men were charged with misdemeanor counts of illegal entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Packer was identified by an acquaintance and other news outlets. Several photographs taken at the Capitol show him wearing a sweatshirt that read, "Camp Auschwitz," a reference to the infamous Nazi concentration camp. The sweatshirt included the phrase, "Work brings freedom," which, or makes freedom, it's Arbeit macht frei in German, a rough English translation of the German words that hung over one of the gates of the death camp where more than 1.1 million human beings were murdered during World War II. Okay, in another high-profile case, federal prosecutors charged Cleet Keller, a five-time Olympic swimming medalist, for his role in the riot at the Capitol, where he was spotted on video wearing a Team USA jacket in the Capitol Rotunda. The January 6th storming of the Capitol by supporters of President Donald Trump disrupted the electoral vote count, confirming President Joe Biden's victory, and led to the deaths of five people. Okay, the point is, the more they arrest people, the more information they will get. If they find someone who says, no, the violence, the terrible stuff was done by people we didn't recognize, Antifa people in disguise, that would be interesting. But particularly, why not arrest those people? We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, there is breaking news. The president-elect, Joe Biden, who will be our president 6 days from today. By this time, next Wednesday, President Biden will already have been sworn in. They are doing a special televised concert celebrating his inaugural, I think in the place of the normal inaugural balls. And they are canceled largely because of the COVID-19 problem. But President-elect Biden is proposing a rescue plan for America, calls it that. And it involves spending $1.9 trillion of our grandchildren's money. Maybe great-great-grandchildren's money, because it's going to be very tough to pay back that kind of spending. His plan includes over $1 trillion in direct relief to Americans. That would be that $2,000 in addition to the $600 that people have already gotten. $2,000 in everybody's bank account. It's going to be very tough for Republicans to oppose this, given the fact that President Trump was screaming about another $2,000 for everybody. But it'll be $1 trillion in direct relief to Americans, $400 billion to combat COVID, and $440 billion for communities and businesses. I imagine that part of that $440 billion includes some relief for the states, where particularly Democratic states, as the president endlessly pointed out, some of those states are in very, very sorry shape. We will talk about that when we get more details about the president's rescue plan. Obviously, spending money on that level is going to be a major topic of conversation in the first days of the Biden administration. Speaking of topics of conversation, two messages that came in from listeners, and one came from Chase, and I'm not sure where Chase is or where he is listening, but he says, "Hey, Michael, I'd like to actually see Trump condemn those rioters that ransacked the Capitol." He did that today, or last night, actually, more clearly than ever before. And yes, it's much better than saying, "I love you, you're great patriots." And yes, I think President Trump has spoken more effectively about that in the last 24 hours. Chase says, "Hey, Michael, I'd like to actually see Trump condemn those rioters that ransacked the Capitol and to push forward, like you said, to help President Biden with whatever he needs." And Trump hasn't really been there. And if the cabinet went along with Vice President Pence, ask him to resign. He should do so. Won't happen. And Pence was right, by the way. They had passed a congressional resolution asking that Pence invoke the 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment wasn't meant for this. It was meant for somebody who's incapacitated, who's in a hospital, who may be unconscious, who may have suffered very severe damage and a stroke, as Woodrow Wilson did. It's not this. He then says, also one question. Would Pence be able to run for president in 4 years for two full terms if he was to take over the 14 days or so left of Trump's presidency? Thank you. And the answer is sure, because the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution, which was adopted and ratified after Franklin Roosevelt ran for and won four terms. The fourth term he only served a few days of before he died. But they established in the 22nd Amendment that a president can be elected to two more terms even if he has become president through succession. He's a vice president who later became president. Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson became president on November 22, 1963. He had barely a year to serve. It was less than 2 years. And he was still able to run for re-election in 1964, having been president for about a year and a half. And he won that election in a landslide, and he was running again. Now, how could he do that? Because he had served less than 2 years. It's possible for a president in the future to serve a full 10 years. This was an issue with Al Gore, because when Republicans were determined to impeach Bill Clinton, and I was one of them, this is one of those mistakes that I believe Republicans made, including this Republican, If Bill Clinton had been impeached and removed from office, not just impeached and then acquitted in the Senate, if he had been removed from office, Al Gore would have become president with less than 2 years to serve. He could have served 10 years almost as president of the United States. He could have run again and probably would have won in 2000 and then run again in 2004. And that's an awful lot of Gore. That's more Gore than any nation should have to withstand. This also came in from Lynn in Bellevue. And Lynn writes, Michael, with the disgraceful behavior and chaos fomented by our present president, how can we boast that we are the greatest nation on God's green earth? I truly love this country, and I am deeply saddened by what we have become in the past 4 years. Our once great nation has become a country to be pitied, a disgraceful example of a democracy. Can you not come up with a more fitting tagline for your program for the time being until we can make America decent again? And then she signs from Lynn in Bellevue. Okay, the one thing I would say is this, Lynn, we have just about passed the test. I think we're in the process of passing the test. There will be a different government in place. I think that for a lot of the more destructive things that President Trump has done, there is a real determination to move in a different direction. I think one of the things that I think has been a terrible mistake by President Trump is not to release any information about his tax returns before he ran. We should know that about a presidential candidate. But this whole idea of contesting elections, it didn't go well for him. It didn't go well for him. I don't think there will be people inspired to follow his example. And this has been a difficult and trying time for the country, where the Democrats have been pushed far to the left, and President Trump has pushed the country in the direction of a personality cult. And I think we're moving in a very different direction, and I hope we are. One of the key people in moving in that different direction, in fact, the key person, has just let a little bit of his future plans be known. But those plans are very important because he is without question the most important person in Washington. And I say that with all due respect to the incoming president. There's somebody more important in Washington for the days immediately ahead. Who is it? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alex Azar believes if the COVID-19 pandemic would have started in a different nation, a global outbreak might not have occurred. The Health and Human Services Secretary explaining that China wasn't forthcoming with information about the virus during the initial outbreak.
China has spent the better part of this year shamelessly promoting an Orwellian version of events, designed to persuade the world that its authoritarian form of government is best suited to respond to a public health crisis.
Former acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News why he resigned early.
I did not see a legal path forward in the final days of this administration. And I wanted to make sure to preserve the good work that the department has done over the last 4 years.
Wolf also saying he hopes all the work done to secure the border is not undone by the Biden administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe for the rest of the month of January, maybe for February and March as well, and who knows how much longer. I think the most important figure in all of Capitol Hill, and not just of Capitol Hill, but of all of Washington and our federal government, is Mitch McConnell. And the reason for that is, first of all, he will almost, it seems to me, single-handedly decide what happens with the article of impeachment that was voted yesterday. If Mitch McConnell allows the Democrats to do what they seem to want to do, which is to put that article of impeachment on the shelf and then come back to it 100 days from now. By the way, I can think of nothing more depressing in the world than after 100 days, the Biden administration is talking about spending another $1.9 trillion. That's an unbelievable amount of money. Let's see, a billion is 1,000 million. So a trillion is what? It's a trillion is $1 million. It's staggering amount of money. And with the Congress being asked to deal with all of that, being asked to approve of the cabinet that Joe Biden has assembled, which for a lot of people is a surprisingly moderate cabinet. There's no Elizabeth Warren. There really are no, there's some of the sub-cabinet positions, okay, you could say are a little bit questionable and are going to be controversial and maybe tough to be confirmed. But most of the major cabinet positions for Secretary of State and Secretary of the Treasury and Secretary of Health, they're confirmable. They're not people who are way crazy out there. The point about all of this is 100 days after he takes office, do we really want to go back to debating Donald Trump? I mean, honestly, can we put him in the rearview mirror, please? See, and because debates about Trump There's no compromise, really. Because people who think he's really terrific think he's one of the greatest presidents we've ever had, and he's a great man, and he's been a victim of all this harassment and people trying to bring him down. And people who loathe Trump loathe him a lot. So the Washington Post is reporting that minutes after the House voted 232 to 197 on Wednesday to impeach Trump, the majority leader, he's still majority leader for a few more days, Mitch McConnell, said in a letter to GOP colleagues that he has not determined whether Trump should be convicted and removed in the Senate's upcoming proceedings. Now, he will have been removed already. The question is, should he be convicted and then barred from ever holding office in the United States again? And it's any office. No Supreme Court for President Trump. He's not a lawyer either, but that doesn't technically prevent you. The House impeachment articles charged that Trump incited insurrection by exhorting supporters who violently attacked the Capitol last week. McConnell wrote, "I have not made a final decision on how I will vote, and I intend to listen to the legal arguments when they are presented to the Senate." McConnell's openness, and speaking of those legal arguments, one of the strongest legal arguments is by Alan Dershowitz, who says that, look, as much as you might like to do it, you can't limit the freedom of speech, even of the President of the United States. And to impeach him over something he said in a speech is a violation of the First Amendment, and basically would prevent Trump from being held criminally liable, and it should defeat impeachment. That's the argument of Professor Dershowitz in a nutshell. He'll make it himself on the show tomorrow. McConnell's openness was a stark contrast, reports the Post, to the support he's shown during much of Trump's presidency and to the opposition he expressed rapidly when the House impeached Trump 13 months ago. McConnell will be Washington's most powerful Republican once Democratic president-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated. McConnell's increasingly chilly view of Trump could make it easier for other GOP lawmakers to turn against him. Not just that, it's going to help determine when this impeachment trial, if there is going to be one, is going to be scheduled. If Biden said something, particularly in the inaugural address, about dropping the impeachment trial, he probably won't. But there are a number of voices, including the Wall Street Journal, saying he should. It would help him a lot. It would make his popularity soar and help get his program and his cabinet through. McConnell's burgeoning alienation from Trump, plus the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach him, underscored how the GOP's long reflexive support and condoning of Trump's actions was eroding. Well, yes. There's no question at all. Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat in New York, said that unless McConnell reverses himself and agrees to quickly start the trial, it would begin after January 19th. That's the day before Biden is inaugurated as president, about the same time that Democrats take over the majority control of the Senate. The timetable essentially means McConnell is dropping the trial into the Democrats' lap. Now, there's a real possibility, and I don't think anybody wants this, that the impeachment trial of President Trump commences the same moment that Vice President Biden, now President Biden, is being inaugurated. That would not be a positive thing. Make no mistake, there will be an impeachment trial in the United States Senate, Schumer said. He added, if the president is convicted, there will be a vote on barring him from running again. Now, I don't have any doubt that they would get a majority vote to bar him to run again. They'd have probably most Republicans would go along with that. But it's unclear constitutionally. You can talk to constitutional law experts, people who teach this, people on the left. It is unclear how that works. All of this is unexplored territory, and it seems to me it is not going to help the country, certainly isn't going to help President Biden to have us focused on this so much. Because, look, Biden, in almost everything he said since the election, He's emphasized unity, trying to bring people together. He's talked about how he is a master of compromise. Well, show us that by putting this one issue that cannot be compromised, because there's no middle ground that you're going to vote on President Trump's impeachment. And what would be far more desirable would be reaching some kind of agreement, and I'm pretty sure it legally will hold water. We can ask Professor Dershowitz about it when he's on tomorrow. But I think legally it would hold water if they agreed to simply register the House impeachment and to instead have the Senate pass a resolution of censure and then have the House pass the same resolution and let the censure stand for the President of the United States. But the former then President of the United States. But honest to goodness, the continued focus on Donald Trump as the center of the world and the center of our politics is deeply destructive. I mentioned before that with all the people who've been arrested, they haven't found anyone yet who might even possibly be an Antifa impersonator, somebody who is pretending to be a conservative in order to discredit conservatives. And, they did find someone who's a Democrat from New York. And what was he doing? Marching around saying, stop the steal. And he was arrested yesterday. So we'll tell you everything that we know about that provocative arrest. And what, by the way, do you think is the most embarrassing in retrospect of all the claims President Trump made in his first campaign for president? We'll let you hear. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Join the debate by saying more crazy things.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Up on the Medved Show is the Martin Luther King holiday, and it is a national holiday. I think it's a meaningful holiday, and they are releasing a big new film to coordinate with it. We'll review it tomorrow. It's called MLK/FBI, and it's about some of the darker aspects of Dr. King's life, his very personal life. And the FBI attempts to use that information found through bugging and phone tapping and much more that that J. Edgar Hoover authorized. It's a fascinating subject. Is the film live up to the potential of the subject? We'll talk about it tomorrow. It's also a great time for anybody to get one of our most important and one of our most recent Medved history programs, which is called Providence and the Prophet, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. And it's great to listen to. You can get it downloaded at Medved History Store. Just click on the banner. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for the History Store. And if you put in a promo code, which is Winter 40, then you can actually get literally any of those history programs at one-half price download. One-half price. And here's how. You become a MedHead member, which costs you 11 cents a day and gives you access to this show 24-7 without any commercial interruption. Check it all out at MedvedHistoryStore.com or at MichaelMedved.com. I mentioned a comment, and this was a point that was made on Twitter by rockstar Greg Tomlin. I think it's a very valid point. It's worth going way back to the beginning of time when the earth cooled. And in the middle of his campaign for president in 2016, President Trump said this. This is clip one.
You are going to be so proud of your country. We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore.
Anybody here tired of winning? President Trump lost the presidency. The only president ever to be impeached twice. He may even lose the fight for over conviction in the Senate. He lost the control of the Senate, lost those two seats in Georgia under his leadership. We lost the House of Representatives back in 2018. 43 seats Republicans lost. So I don't think anybody is tired of winning exactly. But it would be nice to turn that around. And with a whole flurry of articles, we'll cover this tomorrow, about why the Republican Party is hopelessly split. It's a good time to turn it around. Okay, I mentioned before the break that there was this one guy who is named Gary, and I think he pronounced his name Phaneuf. And he was arrested in Washington on January 7th after he participated in the riot. He was arrested for violating the curfew that had been imposed, a 6 p.m. curfew, according to Washington's Metropolitan Police Department. He is well known in his home of Staten Island for loudly heckling Mayor Bill de Blasio on the Staten Island Ferry. Guy's name is Gary Phaneuf. His politics appear to have shifted over time, writes the New York Times. In 2011, Mr. Phaneuf was profiled in the New Yorker while participating in Occupy Wall Street. And he was camped out in Zuccotti Park in Manhattan. At the time, he expressed worry about the risk that right-wing speech posed to President Barack Obama. Quote, "I'm scared about what I'm hearing from the Tea Party and Rush Limbaugh. They're creating an environment where he could be shot," he said. In 2016, Mr. Phaneuf protested the retirement of William Bratton as New York City Police Commissioner, citing the death of Eric Garner, a black man who was placed in a chokehold by the police on Staten Island, according to Pavement Pieces. This week, Mr. Phaneuf referred to Ashley Babbitt, the military veteran who was killed by Capitol Police when she tried to break her way into the United States Senate chamber. He described her as a martyr, according to an interview with a D.C. radio station, WTOP News. "We have a bloody red shirt to wave around," he told the station. Now, the only reason I mention it is when you hear that he was part of Occupy Wall Street and he was concerned about Eric Garner, which was a major issue for BLM. Could he be the elusive? Well, if you look at the pictures of the guy, first of all, he hasn't said anything in any of the interviews and his media presence, and since he's been arrested, and he's facing some years in prison. All these people are. And it seems to me that if any of them were actually at the riot trying to impersonate Trump supporters to try to discredit President Trump, it's kind of tough to expect people to keep that quiet and rather to go to jail. Some of them are looking at 10-year prison terms, people who are involved in serious property destruction or fighting back against police officers. And all of these stories are sad. There's a story of what the New York Times headlines as the fur-draped son of a Brooklyn judge. Wearing a police vest and draped in animal pelts, Aaron Mostowski, 34, cut a distinctive figure when he was interviewed inside the Capitol while clutching a riot shield. "We were cheated," he said to a reporter for the New York Post, repeating President Trump's debunked claim. On Tuesday, Mr. Mostowski, he's a son of Judge Shlomo Mostowski of Kings County Supreme Court. He was arrested at his brother's house in Brooklyn on charges that include stealing government property, etc. Meanwhile, a movie that keeps you up to breast of the news of the world. It's a major Oscar contender. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed. It's time for Entertainment Minute.
12-year-old German actress Helena Zengel plays a child whose parents have been murdered by Indians and then taken to live with the Kiowa people, until a Civil War veteran played by Tom Hanks tries to return her to surviving family in News of the World, now playing in select theaters and coming soon to Netflix.
She's got family down in Castroville. Why are you doing this? She needs to laugh and dream. She needs new memories.
And this film will create its own indelible memories. The relationship of these two loners on the dangerous and sparsely populated Texas frontier is beautifully rendered, and the mystery of the title comes from the Hanks character's means of post-war livelihood, traveling from place to place to give isolated settlers dramatic readings from newspapers. It's rated PG-13, though some of the violence seems closer to R. 3.5 stars for the outstanding news of the world.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And News of the World is a terrific movie. Everybody that I've urged to see it, which is everybody I know, has been deeply satisfied and impressed by it. It's one of two Tom Hanks movies that made my list for the best of 2020. You can find out the rest of the list on MichaelMedved.com. The other film that Tom Hanks was in was called Greyhound, which is just a riveting film about naval warfare in World War II. It did not get nearly the attention it deserved, but I believe it's going to be more widely available on video on demand, and you should check it out. We are going to check out on tomorrow a bunch of other films, including there's a Disney film based on the Marvel comic books, Marvel Comics universe. Wanda Maximoff and Vision are a fun couple. Well, in this new TV series, it's a mini series, 9 episodes on Disney Plus, that shows them being transplanted into a typical American suburb that's like a 1950s sitcom. And how does that go? Is it worth the hype and worth seeing? It stars Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany. We'll also be reviewing another would-be Oscar film, a film starring the big Indian superstar Priyanka Chopra Jonas. It's called The White Tiger. And that film I mentioned to you about Dr. King and J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI. Fairly dark documentary and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.